Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, at BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have you seen Yalup Strong? 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to allow traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have you say Yalup Strong, National Talk Black. Now, on her forthcoming Landmarks Children album, that's Singing for Our Little Ones, centered around reviving and celebrating Wurrungmungu language, which is UNESCO, now lists as an endangered language. We're talking about Dr. Shelley Morris, AO, musician. We're going to yarn with her right now. Very good morning, Dr. Shelley. How are you? You there, Dr. Shelley? No, she's not. So we will yarn with her very soon. We'll try and get her on the line and have this conversation about this beautiful space and the work that she's doing. It was back in May when Dr. Shelley was honoured with the prestigious 2025 Red Oak Award for Lifetime Achievement in Cultural Advocacy and Leadership. And, talking about this new album, Singing for Our Little Ones. But stay tuned. We'll get her online and have that conversation. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number again, 1-800-422-416.
The environment around me in Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, Australia. There are big hills and rocks. And this sand is red and soft to dig. The waterhole is lovely. It is near the hills. The wind is blowing. And the leaves are falling on the ground.
Uto granda, mala achol wanpan, nara kara.
This tree has green and yellow.
Yeah, the environment around me. That's Shelley, Dr. Shelley Morris right there. We're going to catch and have a yarn with her now and talk about the Singing for Our Little Ones. On the line, Dr. Shelley, good morning. Hey, you mob. Big shout out.
Well, big shout out. Well, I'm doing a workshop for what the conference called? World Shelter Conference. And yes. I'm doing a songwriting workshop as we speak.
Beautiful. And we're yarning here on National Talk Black. Great to have you. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Dr. Shelley, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, sister.
Yo, my family are Yanyuwa and Waterman from the Northern Territory in Australia.
Yeah, beautiful. Congratulations with your new album, singing for our little ones.
Yo.
So thank you very much. And now UNESCO now lists endangered language, your beautiful language, which is fantastic.
Yeah, the Warramunga language, which is a language that's related to my family, so we're all related from Borroloola to Tennant Creek. But it was a dream of Rosemary Plummer, one lady in the community. She dreamed of this opportunity for 18 years, and I've been able to support that to completion.
And look, congratulations. 2025 Red Oak Award for Lifetime Achievement in Cultural Advocacy and Leadership. You are leading from the front, my sister. Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I feel really proud. But, you know, we're leading together. I think it's always together. I just happen to be the one out the front.
Yeah, true. But, nicely said. Know. Nicely yeah. said. Nicely said. And so with this beautiful album, like I said, using language, it's a tool, a vehicle we're using regarding keeping our culture, our language alive, and you use it through music, Dr. Shelley.
Yeah, well, music was the only way I could learn to speak any language. So singing the language first, and the community asked me for ideas about how we're going to keep Warramunga language strong.
Yes.
And I said, we hit the little one when they're little, early childhood.
Exactly.
And we sing and we have lots of fun with music and language.
Mm.
Like jumping up and down and, you know.
Exactly.
You know, making fun songs.
Well, you look through the education system all throughout our lives, and me and you at that uncle and aunt status, we learnt all about Captain Cook, didn't we?
Yeah.
So here we have now, this day and age, 21st century, having our language and our culture within the curriculum. It's fantastic to see, isn't it?
Absolutely. Changes are small, but changes are happening.
Mm. And good and strong for our people, especially our young ones. As you said, teach from the word go.
Yeah.
And they carry it with them. It's a part of them. They pass it on to their children. And that's how our culture has been running for 60,000 years, Dr. Shelley.
Absolutely.
Mm. And where are you now?
Sydney, Gadigal Country.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah, good. Doing a workshop with about 40 women. Okay, from all
beautiful.
Over the world.
Yes, yes, yes. I can hear them in the background. Hear them in the background. Too deadly. All right,
yeah,
so fantastic.
We got you on speaker because...
I love you, mob. Hello.
Hey.
Deadly mob. Representing,
from
representing.
Japan and Canada,
yes.
And Germany.
Good, 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 good. Well, beautiful,
cool.
Beautiful ladies, you are connected to the first people.
Thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you, darling. We're going to play your song then, The Environment Around Me. So quickly just give us a description and the wording behind The Environment Around Me and your vision there, please, sister.
Well, the vision was to do a spoken word track where they're speaking, and then I would do the English narration about the land, because explaining the landscape of Tennant Creek, you could lay down and the children could have a rest. And then they're also hearing the Warramunga translation from one of my mothers in Tennant Creek. And so the children can have a bit of quiet time around the country and learn a bit about the landscape of Tennant Creek and what's it like there.
Beautiful. Well, we're about to play this track now. But look, thank you for the yarn. Once again, thank you for being deadly. Big shout out to your beautiful women there, the sisters there from all around the globe. And like I said, leading from the front, my sister, and we are keeping our culture alive. Thank you very much, Dr. Shelley Morris, Too Deadly. One love to all your deadly women there.
Yeah, bye.
Have a good day. Keep smiling. Beautiful yarn there. Dr. Shelley Morris, AO. Her album, Singing for the Little Ones. We're going to go to one of her tracks now, The Environment Around Me. So do take a listen, you mob, Too Deadly.
The environment around me in Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, Australia. There are big hills and rocks. And this sand is red and soft to dig. The waterhole is lovely. It is near the hills. The wind is blowing and the leaves are falling on the ground.
Uto granda mala achol wanpan nara kara.
This tree has green and yellow leaves.
Antunya yewala cha kunda kuralwari yareke manla.
I can see the sun high up in the sky.
Yanchanani kiljiri channa palambracha.
Look out! The storm is coming.
Mare, abiyaban. Abiyaban, rutko jango.
Now the storm is gone, and I can see the stars.
Waro kalkappa kuburo. Yanchanani lugono.
The moon and the Milky Way look beautiful tonight.
Kanta kabi karambi unagi tapinga changunda.
And now we go to sleep.
Toro one piece and onion.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning service, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Well. back and I'm a die if you white. Live right. I'm a die if you black and I'm a die if you white.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS. That's who it is, National Dis Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Now, listeners' discretion, a mention of a brother who passed. But a beautiful brother, a new documentary brings David Gopalese a dying wish for life. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with this new documentary. Maggie Miles, director and producer, about this beautiful man on the line. We have Maggie. Good morning, Double M. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Welcome to the program. Where are you based, Maggie?
Thank you so much. Yeah, up here in Darwin at the moment, actually. We just, our film just opened the Darwin International Film Festival the other night, which was pretty huge.
Congratulations. Was it well received?
Thank you. Yeah, it was an amazing night. A really, you know, close cinema, of course, to the story, overall story at the Deck Chair Cinema there in Darwin. And we were just standing back when the audience gave the film a really beautiful, long, standing ovation. Mm. It was quite overwhelming. And I kind of think that was the audience's way of thanking the beautiful David for his work as well.
Yeah. Now, Journey Home, David Gopalese shows the film Icon's remote homeland for the first time. So, look, fantastic. And look, with us in spirit, Saul walks these lands, walks on his country. So, look, it's a nice, beautiful gift to the world, this new documentary. I would put it that way, Maggie.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, that's so wonderful to hear from you. It is a gift from him and also from his family.
Yes.
When we started talking, you know, I co-directed with Tricia Morton Thomas, wonderful creative from Alice Springs, and when we started talking with the family, Jaida Gopalil, eldest son in particular, said, this is what my dad wanted. My dad was a teacher. Yes. He was always sharing, and he wanted to continue that. Oh, and by the way, he wanted to invite the whole world to his funeral.
Come and have a yarn.
That's
before
right.
I go on my next journey.
That's right. Beautiful. Yeah. And, wow, they really did. You know, in some ways we talk about it as the last chapter of his story and what the families did for him out on his homeland where, you know, they were so keen to reunite him with his country.
Mm.
What they did was just extraordinary.
But he had also aspired for many years to bring cameras into his tiny homeland, didn't he?
That's right. You've got it. Mm. He did. And this is also part of that. I think the family, you know, want to carry on and do more stories out there. And when you work with David Gopalil's family, and I should say the name, you know, the family have given permission for the name to be used in the title of the film and also in the promotion.
Yes.
When you work with his family, they're all filmmakers.
Exactly.
They're really savvy with the cameras. It's so cool.
Look, fantastic. And it's a tool, vehicle that the family, that the mob are using in regarding sharing our culture and keeping our culture alive. And thank you for being at the table there, Maggie Miles.
Oh, thank you so much. That's lovely to hear. Thank you very much.
And how did it come about in regarding your engagement, sister? Paint that picture, please.
Yeah, well, I lived up here. I'm in Melbourne at the moment, but I lived in Darwin through the 90s.
Mm.
And we had a film production company called Burundi Pictures.
Yes.
And that production company did all the early film clips for the band Yossi Yindi.
Mm.
And so that's when I met Wutiana Marika, who's an outstanding performer and also a really strong ceremony leader in his home community of Yirrkala. Mm. Wutiana and I worked on the feature film High Ground, which I produced.
Yes.
And that was when we were together, when he was sharing the story of David had asked him that when the time came, because David was obviously quite unwell for quite some time and everybody wanted him home, and he'd made Wutiana promise that when the time came, Wutiana would start the process with that first ceremony from South Australia. Mm. And so just being so close with Wutiana and working with him at the time, he invited us to film that send-off. And from that moment, we kept following this story. We didn't know what would happen. We didn't know where we would go. The families at that time, you know, didn't have that major plan. And they also had to wait for the right seasonal conditions to get out to his homeland, because that's in the middle of the Arafura swamp. So, you know, that was the start of the big adventure.
Mm. And so when you look at it, my sister, and we as First Nation people, we know our ancestors worked from the other side. So it was Uncle David's family from the other side dealing with your ancestry from this side for you to be at the table, join the dots, and virtually, I'm talking adoption for the family, you being involved. So meant to be, my sister, meant to be.
Oh, thank you so much. So lovely.
So it's beautiful, my dear. So the documentary is out and about. When can the rest of the world see the documentary? Are you travelling around doing premieres, or where can we see it, my sister?
Yeah, thank you. So the next screening is at the wonderful Adelaide Film Festival, which is a really special connection because that's where the story started, obviously, and where he was based for a long time.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going into cinemas from the 30th of October. Yeah, being a little doco competing against, you know,
the big movies,
Reckoning,
Hollywood, what have you, yeah, thank you.
You know, go ask your local cinema if they want to play it. That's where we're coming from.
Well, you know, when I talk about, here we are, here in the 21st century, and they talk about, and you know, the beautiful culture. And love, thoughts, prayers are going out to the Egyptians, and they make movies of Cleopatra over the years. Well, that's only 10,000 years ago, and here we stand 60,000 years, and a beautiful story about this beautiful man.
Oh,
it's been called
it's
forward. It's been called forward, yes.
And that's an incredible thing to say. And imagine what his life was like. You know, he grew up as a tribal boy in Arnhem Land and then was just got like catapulted through the amazing film Walkabout to the
Cannes Film
Festival.
He had a presence in front of the camera, didn't he?
Amazing, amazing.
Storm Boy.
And as, Storm you Boy, know? Beautiful film. And one of the interview comments in the film is that when people see David on the camera, it's the Arafura swamp they see in his eyes. And he was, I mean, continues to be extraordinary.
Lovely. Well, thank you for sharing his life and on his homeland. So the documentary is out, and we can see it online 30 October.
In the cinemas, 30th of October.
Lovely,
beautiful.
Well, hats off to you
thank
and your
you
team.
So
and
much.
Look, love, thoughts, prayers are going out to the family. Uncle David's with us in spirit, and he's watching us. Don't worry about that, my sister. But all the best to you, and you take care.
Beautiful. You take care. Thank you so much.
Bye, Maggie Miles. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Maggie Miles, director and producer, a new documentary brings Uncle David Gulpilli's dying wish to life. Journey Home, David Gulpilli shows the film Icons of Remote Homeland for the first time. So screened, premiered last night in Darwin, down to Adelaide very soon, but the 31st of October, it then goes out to the cinemas. So do check it out, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. You can text the brothers as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. We'll
missing you near me. I've been missing you clearly. Are we strong enough? Or will it long enough to die freely? For we are turning to dust. Won't you come see me? I've been missing you clearly.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wootropperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachanda bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
I'm at the work with the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt, for what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt, for what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have been me, Sambala Ryan, at the car rim, Akamasi Island, born and bred where Kyoto the island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again.
Another utter and be full blood, new and man. Another utter and be self come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now Zulai one sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. How much the young you bad when out there become? Out there, matter make it dance, out there make it the mock car. And man, no understand when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun. Them come on, sis, I be snug a man. Woman, naga man, bullet, no got no gun. I mean, no got hand to command, man, from make it wrong decision. Them come, but we no sabe si that matter work. The make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of a world. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be with, we saw it work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of a world. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be with, we saw it. Bamba, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up the gaba gov. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you go mata stop. Bombay, then kind was a kuyo password walk now. Then kind was a spear password woman rap. How mata yan you bad when ate become? Ate mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, dive a mother down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Bochi naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking no loud, bogani go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. Then now, but we no sabe si that mother work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of a work. With the make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of a work. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe. Miplamata work. Miplamata work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of a work. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of a work. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work.
Mata work, this Savage Soldier here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you want Trevor Tim Trinity, Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. I got a call on the line. We got Douglas on the line. Douglas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brother Trevor. How are you doing? Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Brother. Douglas, Uyu Mob, where are you from, Brother?
My mum, Jabagai, and my dad, Dubiwara, from Hopewell Way.
From Hopewell, my brother. Beautiful. Big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you for coming to the program. What do you want to yarn about, Douglas?
Yeah, my brother, Trevor, I just, I'm a believer. Well, I believe in, like we all do now, Bama people, like there's a great spirit and a great power of the spirit who created all things in his creation, you know?
Yes.
And this one, I do a little quick shout out, my brother, just a quick message. He gave me a vision 2 nights ago, and in that vision, he was talking about, like healing on our land and our people and also in all people of the nation, you know, and all that we're going through. And at the moment, mm-hmm. And he just gave me a vision, and he said to, you know, go on radio and deliver my message.
So you want to share that vision with us, brother?
Yeah, good. My brother. No worries, Trevor. 2 nights ago, I just finished praying, and I had a I went to sleep, and I had a vision, and in that vision, I started seeing people and find myself standing at this place and. Mm-hmm. And that vision, I had the voice of, you know, the Father, the Great Spirit, speaking to me about a curse, and I automatically thought, you know, there's a curse on this land. But he said, no, it's not a curse on this land. It's I want to heal my people, people of Australia, and also all people of nations. If they just call out to me, we you know, I sit there. He told me he sit there, and he cries for us, and he cries for all these people of all nations and Australia and people of Australia, you know, Bamba people and not indigenous too, and he said, you can't do anything on your own will anymore. You must call up, call out to me, and I will heal you, you know, and heal your land, and so he took me through that vision, and he talked about that a lot, and he said, all I want people to do, you know, people of Australia, and people of all nations, is to call upon me, and he said he gave me a prayer, and he said it's only a short prayer, and they will see when they call upon me, I will show the miracles that I had them, and he said all they have to do is just call upon me and say, heal us and help us, please, you know, and heal our land.
So ask for call him, talk to him, ask for it, and you will receive.
That's right, my brother. And I said that, you know, like I was freaking out. You know, I jumped out of bed and I said, oh, man, I'm going to do this. But I was in this situation for, you know, for a while doing ministry on the streets and that. And he said, you know, just go on radio and deliver my message, and I'll reach out to people of Australia and throughout all nations. And then I said that the first thought was, you guys came to my mind, and I said, I'm going to get this message through. Then he said, go to Bamba Bibra Radio and deliver that message, and I'll do the rest, you know.
Beautiful. And you're delivering it, my brother. So here it is in the national program, and you were given the vision to use this tool, this mechanism. So more power to you, my brother. And hope our mob are listening, all the bummers are listening, and take on board. You know, we get busy with life and what have you and struggle, but ask for the support. Ask for the help, brother, is what I'm picking
up. That's right, my brother. You're on point there, Trevor, and that's what you just said there, exactly what he was saying. And you know, we call him God, but you know, we always believe in, you know, there are people that rock art, you know, pointing to the spirit. And I've seen one, you know, somewhere my granddad took me, and there was a rock art, and there was a spirit floating in our people in that painting, and that rock art was pointing to that spirit. So we always believed in him. So we must go back to him and call upon him now. We can't do it on our own, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody in of all nations too, included, you know.
We can't do it by ourselves, my brother Douglas. We can't do it by ourselves.
That's right, my brother.
Ask for the help.
And he gave me... gave me a scripture to go with it, you know. It's from, you know, I pray that, you know, this message touches the right people of all nations in Australia, you know, and get to the right people and, you know, just call upon him and call upon him for help. Now we can't do it on our own no more.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes. Well, you're delivering the message, my brother. Thank you very much for sharing. And, look, you travel strong, brother. Travel strong. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate the fact that you're on the streets and yarning to our mob by any means necessary. We all got to work together, eh, my brother?
That's right, my brother. We all got to come together, people in Australia and people of all nations. We got to come together in unity, peace, and love, and respect one another and love one another. You know, and that scripture he gave me to go with it was from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. You know, if you call upon me, I will heal you. You know,
beautiful.
And that's for everybody. Just call upon him and he'll heal us.
Yeah, beautiful, my brother. Douglas, you have a blessed day, my brother. Stay strong and keep doing what you do, my brother, and keep in touch, eh?
No worries, my brother. Trevor, thanks for giving me that opportunity.
All good, my brother. You take care. Beautiful yarn there, Douglas Gibson. And look, having his vision, sharing his vision with us. There it is. Take that on board, you mob. And, you know, it's just about moving forward. And sometimes we get caught up and busy with life and what have you. Stop and smell the roses is what I'm picking up there, my brother. Douglas Gibson, thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
On TV I saw a story of the Brisbane Blacks, a story that is touching, a story that is right.
In the story, a group of people sitting in a park, drinking in harmony, drinking until dark. You wonder why they're like that. Those so-called drunken blacks, they know that they've done no wrong, but the pressure from society. Culture slowly dies like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons. Now is our only trade compared to all the immigrants. Look how much we've made. You look down through your noses to see the black man groveling down at your feet with weary eyes looking up at you, waiting for the message to get through. Not in a bed, but in some warm surroundings, in a park or in a shed, warmed only by the grog that's been drunk through the day, warmed only by the grog, the killer of his mates. The very first Australians around, the very first people to be down. And why we fight is to be recognized, only to be felled by your blind eyes. Yeah.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Gonna go catch the night, chasing that feeling, you and me, it's alright. The same idea, you're keeping me in a time. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. Gonna go catch the night,
Yeah, beautiful track there. Catch a Night, Kian, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. I believe we've got a call on the line. George. George, good morning. How are you?
Is that you? It's me here.
Yeah, George, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, good, brother. Who you mob but were you from, George?
I'm from Erub.
Erub, Dunley Island. And you got something to say, my brother? What you in the yarn about, George?
Yeah, Trevor.
Yes.
Just going to pass a message out for, we had a big meeting on Saturday in regards to cultural boundaries with GBK and Erub BBC.
Yes, yes.
I just want to reach out and ask Erubians, Erubamle, if we can meet 2 weeks from now to discuss who's going to go and what's their future from now till the date that they expect us to be on Erub next month, middle of next month.
So we're talking about a family gathering on Erub.
Not family, the whole lot.
Okay, for yarning about the island of Erub and going forward into the future.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a conversation.
Who's going to represent our tribal clans and our families.
Are you talking about a meeting here in Cairns before going up?
Yep, here in Cairns. And during the next few days, I'll be talking to people who I'd like to invite, or it's an open meeting. Anybody can come.
Okay,
as
beautiful.
As you're from Erub and you've got...
connection?
Yep.
Right, yeah. And where's the meeting and at what time? Can you share that?
Not at the moment, but we're looking at not next week, the week after.
All right. Well, if you can give us a heads up, like a flyer, or get someone to get in touch with us and give us all the details, all the particulars, we're happy to promote that.
Yep.
Brother George, yes.
Yeah. So it'll be mid-week after next. We're going to go to we'll be in Brisbane next week for the QMC.
Okay, right,
So the week after that.
Sounds good, my brother. Well, keep us up to date with everything.
No worries, TT. Thank you.
Bigeso yawo.
Bigeso yawana.
Deadly on there. Bala George from Erub Island, talking about family, friends, people who got connection for Dunley Island, come together for a meeting for in Cairns for a big talk up there at Erub, I believe next month, for vision going into the future. It's a very important conversation. With that, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, going to finish up the program here, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And to all the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, the Big Island, Australia, thank you for the work that you do. Nurse, thank you very much. National Digital Radio Service and your daily mob, stay tuned for the news that's coming up very soon here on your daily program, National Talk Black, with Nurse, National Indigenous Radio Service. Too deadly.
You are about to receive a phone call from a prisoner at the Casuarina prison. Your conversation will be recorded.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Don't think now that I'm locked up that you're going to silence me.
People got opinions, but they don't want to help. So they just put it on their statuses and think of themselves. Well, I'ma let my heart pour and I tell it how it is. I'ma do it for my people, I'ma do it for my kids. I don't want them going through the same thing that I did. I just want their future to be brighter and be a freedom fighter. And all my people to be equal when we light the fire. I sit around black and white and not be divided. United we stand, divided we fall. Until black lives matter, don't you ever say yo. 400 deaths in custody and not one conviction. They try to say sorry, but that shit's not gonna fix it. The thing that needs fixing is this fucked up system. We're jumping up and down, but there's no one there to listen. If no one's gonna listen, then we'll take it to the streets. Always was, always will be.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land.
Still oppressed to the fullest extent. This suggests the most cruelest intent. If you choose to express or vent, you're met with hostility, a bullet to the head, blah, and that's death. Cease to exist, left deep in the ditch. This is evil as shit, but people are sick of these evilest pricks playing politics with our life. We are the kings and the queens of our country. You can't tell me that my mama didn't love me. They still stealing kicks, DCP man, that's real as shit. They're so in no condition that it feels legit. They take away tradition and they fill it with religious shit that tricks the kids to think it's legit. I'm just saying they got all our people praying while our ancestors laying in a ditch. Huh.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it.